The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com worldwide. Just download the app and you can click on WRHI any time of the day and hear shows and go on there and hear old shows. Or pretty cool the way things work now, so. I got some bad news. My buddy Steve took a fall this week, and he is not able to be here today. We're going to keep him in our prayers so he can heal up. And I brought my lovely wife today to fill in, and the cameras aren't working, and she looks very pretty sitting across from me today.
So. I know. I saw her get out of the Jeep, and I was like, man, what a heck of a day.
And Matt came over and got a hug.
Yeah, I was like, what a heck of a day for the cameras not to be working.
Oh,
stunning as always.
Pretty Little Liars. It's adorable.
She's blushing now. So, yeah. So today is a great day for landscaping industries. They call it the 100 Days of Hell, but technically, I was thinking about it. It starts mid-February to Memorial Day. It's just a busy, busy time in the landscaping industry, and people just get worked to death. To be honest with you, in that. That time period, but it's actually a 100 days of blessings, to be honest with you. I mean, our company's flourishing, and just I can't believe how this week was, how busy it was, and it's just unbelievable out there. Sometimes I stand in there, I'm just turning round and round like I'm in a little tornado, watching things going around. But
well, I'll speak for the teachers, and we'll take your 100 days of hell and raise you another 80.
180.
Yes, and they finished yesterday, and I know at our school, Applied Technology Center, there was great joy and playing of music on the loudspeakers.
Yeah, that's funny, because I remember when you're a kid, you get out of school, and everybody's like, yeah, and then you don't really think about the teachers, boy, but they probably yelled twice as loud as the kids did.
It was a good day. It was a tough day. We have some teachers that are retiring, and we have some teachers that are moving on to other school districts and things. And so it was a little bittersweet. Mm-hmm. But we have such a cool vibe at that school, you know, that learn to earn thing where the kids go on to do things. So a lot of kids left us yesterday and then went to work.
Yeah.
And that's always a good thing, too.
If you didn't know, Teresa works at ATC, Applied Technology Center. She's the... what is your title there? Head. I don't want to say
most
secretary.
Most annoying secretary ever.
Yeah.
And
she basically runs the school. But.
Yeah.
No, like her boss still is figuring it out.
Yeah. I've been over there and visited a couple times, and she's the first face you see when you walk in the doors, always welcoming. And y'all do some amazing stuff over there.
Honestly, every day absolutely blows me away, especially when I'm sitting at my desk and a little drone flies up to me. And they got drone classes, and the kids are from all different walks, but they all choose to be there. So we don't really get to run into the problems that some of the schools have with attitude and everything. They come, get sent to me, they sit in a chair and read a book called How to Make Your Teenager Run Away from Home. And they're like, what is this?
Yeah, discipline. She's in charge of some discipline. They send up there, and the kid's like, "Well, what am I supposed to do? Just sit here?" And then
I make fun of
her. Teacher's going to mock you for the next 30 minutes until you're
just going to get roasted.
Apologize to your teacher. So
they do.
Yeah, so something kind of cool that I've done a little work this year with the horticulture department at ATC, and they actually gave me an award. I don't think I mentioned this last time, but I got an honorary Future Farmers of America degree.
Yeah, FFA is big at our school, and they're getting a brand new greenhouse. It's very, very exciting stuff.
That's really great. Cool. You need to get you a jacket now.
Well, I know, but those poor kids. I went to the awards banquet, and they had it outdoors at a farm off 324 out there, and it was kind of warm, and they were walking around with those thick jackets, so it was kind of like a...
Yeah, they mentioned that to me.
It's a cool history thing, and it's cool that they stick to that. And three of the kids graduated or going on to college to do things in that industry. So that's
That is what you want.
You always think it's kind of a dying industry, but I don't know if you realize this. If you go to the grocery store, or we're going to farmer's market in a little bit, there's has a lot to do with what you eat. And
yeah, anytime you have a chance to support future farmers, the kids are just fascinating. The teachers are so vested. Shout out to Heather Allegood. She is going to be taking over that program and doing it. And she's definitely got a big shoes to fill from Cam Ramsey. But she's very committed to doing that. And it being in your business and what you do and getting to watch it growing in my school is just wonderful.
And we had two kids on here last year. And that was part of one of the reasons I won that. They mentioned that and how cool it was to come on here and talk about things. And these kids won so many awards. It was like there was probably 15, 20 kids, but they gave out, it seemed like 80 awards. All these different
companies and business,
all these different categories. And they go out of town. They went to Ohio and a bunch of different places, Indiana. And with animals, they work with animals out there. It's kind of cool.
It's just, it's super cool to see students doing something with their hands other than being on a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Great. And
man.
The difference has been visible for me just from starting 3 years ago and seeing them walking down the halls, heads down, not speaking. It was silent in our halls. To then they took the phones out of the schools. And for anyone that doesn't, the difference in 2 years with those kids laughing and joking with each other and sitting and walking down the halls talking to each other and smiling and acknowledging and nodding. And it's a complete different story with the phones relatively less than it was. Mm-hmm. It's a huge difference.
And it ended up bothering the parents more than the kids. It's kind of funny.
Oh, amen to that.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
School's out for summer. School's out forever.
School is out. How about that? It's not out forever, though. And it's actually going to be a short summer because Rock Hill School went to a different system. So they're actually going back, the 1st of August, I think. So.
Yeah. I'm back in.
I think
July.
It's cool that they got out Memorial Day, but it seemed like Labor Day would be a better time to go back to school. I guess there's just not enough days, but they're getting little breaks in between. They get some weeks in October, weeks in February, Christmas, and all that. So,
well, Well, when you take 3 months from, especially, and I guess with the younger kids, you know, if they're not reading, if they're not doing stuff, then they have to literally start relearning all those skills. And there's pros and cons to both ways, but I'm glad that all the schools in York County now are kind of on similar schedules. It kind of makes it easier for parents that teach in one area and live in another.
That's tough on parents, because I remember when we had little kids and stuff, my parents were a great help watching kids. So when both parents work, it's kind of tough to deal with. So we've skipped our first part. We usually talk about the weather, and I'm going to tell you what, this is just a gift. Memorial Day is usually pretty hot, but if you get out there today, it was actually like 49 degrees this morning. We got the top down the Jeep. Actually had to move a little heat up going, but get out and enjoy this day. It's just incredible. Got a little
farmer's
cool front coming
out
through.
There.
Farmer's market. We got some rain coming in. Maybe Sunday, Monday, a little bit here and there, maybe middle of the week, but it's still, temperatures are supposed to stay down all weekend. So it's a...
And
those great things.
Strange for me to have my husband all weekend because Carolina Fresh Farms is closed today
Monday. Yeah, and that's a thanks from our boss. You know, people on the farm cutting the grass and all the truck drivers and all that. It's good to have a little break, like I said, at the end of this 100 days of blessings, we call it now.
But. I'm sure the Lord is pleased with it as
well.
Well,
I'm sorry we're not open today. I know a lot of people were probably wanting to come in today and get stuff, but that's just been one of the things. We're a good holiday to have. I got a July 4th, so we do the kind of the same thing on July 4th, a Saturday and a Monday usually, or however it falls this year. But like I said, thank you for everybody coming out and helping us this year. Having record months again. I mean, I keep looking at the numbers. It just keeps going up every year. I've been for the last, I don't know how many years. I've been there. I'm going on 20 now. So it's slowly, steadily gone up every year. So that's good.
Last night, listening to you guys talk about having the rolls of sod all over the parking lots and having to move this one over here to get this one over here, it sounded
good. Yeah, David. David loves to play a game, which David is myself. I guess robbing Peter and paying Paul. I don't know. That's pretty good. But when somebody's sod comes in, and somebody else's gets delayed or something, and then I bring it in early, I say, "Well, let's go ahead and move this over here." And it looked like a shell game. That's what we were laughing about last night, but. We did have a little gathering after work. We went out to Slow Play Brewery, and everybody came out, and we ate some tacos and had some beverages. And one of our workers there, David Hegwood, which I've known him since he was born, grew up at First Baptist.
I helped pray him into existence.
Yeah, is moving on and going to work for Comporium. So we had a little gathering for him, but it was really fun. You know, Trace's... Sometimes when her brother was here, we'd come home talking about work, but it was kind of like,
it was wonderful.
Yeah. But I sometimes didn't get to see each other at work. It's kind of funny. You don't get to really just relax and talk to people at work. So it's kind of like a good team building thing to do. So,
well, and when he does discuss sod with me, I do fall deep asleep.
Teresa loves when I say the word fescue.
It's better than any go to sleep drug.
Yeah,
better than Centipede,
Ambien,
I guess.
True.
Yeah,
but we appreciate. Last Saturday had an event, Northwestern's Night of Champions, and Carolina Fresh Farms. They pitched in and donated some nice Adirondack chairs, and we got a big laugh.
Some sod.
Yeah, some sod was sold too. Mm-hmm. I was getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Matt was the MC of the event.
I was laughing because it was a recycled milk jug, Amish built. And my big question was, when did they stop drinking out of jars, the Amish? And I didn't think they had the plastic jugs.
Well, but, they get it from the regular people.
All right.
The regular people.
Well, that's what they told me when they sold it to us. So I guess it's basically plastic. Teresa's got a little,
I love this song.
Little joke going into the break. You want to do it right quick?
I had that 45. Did you hear the one about the gardener who went crazy? He was hearing voices in his shed.
We'll be right back.
This will be the end today of the one man.
Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Boom! Gun tatted to the beach. That's always fun when school gets out. I'm sure everybody's got a lot of good plans for that. Graduation is actually Tuesday, though. So I think some kids have already been to the beach, come back, because I had my golf senior, I mean, not seniors, the end of the year golf banquet the other night. We had it the 19th at the Warehouses, which is a cool place. You can go in there, it has golf simulators, but the simulators they use can play any sport. You can play football on it and soccer and all kind of stuff. So
yeah, they got the baseball thing on there. You can pitch into there, and it's all kinds of carnival games they load up on there. That's a
nice bar, and they got small bite food and stuff. So it was
full bar. I'd like to.
Yeah, it was a really good. It's a cool place. It was fun, and
I could have to the end of the year banquet for golf. Full bar is good.
Teresa had a good time with the moms. She had to.
There were so many moms that were just moms of boys. And, you know, so there's five women. All of us had multiple boys and no girls. And we were, you know, no offense to little girls or whatever, but we're like, that's what we were made for. You don't have girls. You can't do hair. It's very hard to have.
I'm sure messy room was one of the topics.
Smell was a big one. The smell of little boys.
So it's safe to say it was not a full bar when you left.
No, it was less of a less
dented
bar. But we did that. I have never laughed. I laughed with those ladies so much, just talking again about boys and what they do, and that golf is something that they that grounds them.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of cool too.
It is. It was cool. It was a good year, and it's done now, and everybody can go enjoy their golf all summer. And I'm looking forward to playing a little bit more. And weather like this is awesome. So, vegetable gardens should be rolling right now. I went outside this morning and found a strawberry in my yard. How about that?
Nice.
So I've got a couple squash on the vine, and my stuff's looking really good, man. So we got that, like I say, I watered, but until we got that rain, man, that was just awesome. And I'm really trying not to. I usually overwater my garden, I guess. So I'm trying to be patient. I tell people to do this with their yard, to be patient and not water as much. I'm trying not to go water as much this year and see what happens with it. So, and we've got blackberries all over the bush. I got some tomatoes, zucchini, squash, beans.
But all my herbs are
just
going crazy.
We've got six different kind of herbs, dill, basil.
I had fun cooking this week because of bringing them in and doing that.
We had some people come over. He's like, man, you've used every bit of your yard here with just putting stuff. So it's I mean, what's the point in having a bush that's just going to sit there and I can actually do something with this?
You can't eat it. That's
yeah,
right.
You can't. So edible garden. So, I mean, a lot of people use pots. My neighbor used a 5-gallon bucket, put a cucumber in. So it kind of comes out and runs all over the place. So you're still not too late to plant stuff. Several nurseries in town still have their vegetables. And just because you didn't get it in right around Easter or something, it's still time to do it. If you have tomatoes, it's usually a good time to plant them different stages that way, because everybody knows tomatoes, they all come at one time, and tomatoes will be on your front porch. And
even Steve said, wasn't it his daddy that said Mother's Day is when you're supposed to put them in? And we just barely passed that, so it's plenty of time to get gardening and get it growing.
Yeah, that's the way the weather goes on into September. It's always warm, so you got plenty of time to do that. So. Mm-hmm. And also fertilizing is time to, you should have already done your second pre-emergent for fescue. You want to give it a little bit of nitrogen and stuff heading into the summer. It's your last time to kind of kick it in the rear end and give it some strength through the summer. Your warm season grasses, it's really time to mow them low and put that nitrogen out. So we have a great fertilizer called 20-025, and it's funny, it's purple, and everybody comes in and that's what they want. They want the purple fertilizer. I think it's kind of funny. grown men walking in and say, I need the purple fertilizer. So it's kind of funny. So, but it's really, really good. Gives you a good color and all. So, like I say, Bermuda is always a mow it lower and put that on there, give it some water here and there. Good time to top dress. Top dress is when you take either a compost or sand and put it on top of your Bermuda or Zoysia and brush it in, and that makes it, gives it a good base. Time to level your yard. It's always hard to level a yard after it's done, which is always preach when you're doing sod. Spend the extra time and get it level. You won't get a chance to get it level. But if you have spots in your yard, you can work on doing that. Leveling, you don't really pile it on so you can't see the grass. You want to do it little by little so it comes up through there and all that. So you see it a lot on golf courses. They do a lot of sand. Teresa's nodding off over here.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm awake.
They do it on golf courses, putting sand. It makes it softer, and so the ball will come through there and all that stuff. So, yeah, if you have a little soccer field in your yard, maybe. Aerating is really not necessary, but if you do have people using your yard a lot and as soil gets compacted, it's always good to do some aerating. So it's not mandatory for warm season grasses, but
throw those kids out in the yard and get them to play.
Yeah, exactly. Our neighborhood is really cool. The kids actually are out there playing and
the electric scooter gangs are hilarious.
I don't know what that does for their legs really, but I know, I guess they're, at least they're standing up.
Well,
their
core has to be getting a workout at least.
Yeah.
So. Well, they're outside having a ball. So.
Agreed. Agreed. They look happy. And they come use our putting green in our backyard.
Yeah.
They'll bang on the window, let you know they're there, and then they play out there.
Yeah.
I love that. I like that. I like coming out and looking and seeing kids out playing in our backyard.
I like it all when they slam the screen door. I could tell you.
Yeah, 14 times at least. Times.
Yeah.
Kablamo.
Shaw, come on. You can do better.
Can he? I love Shaw. The kids in our neighborhood are really, I don't even really like children for the most part. Most people that know me.
Teresa doesn't like children, but she likes them when they work. That's why she likes her job so much, because these kids are there to
learn to work.
Learn a job and learn to work. So, you got another joke?
No, I don't. I don't have another one up my sleeve.
End it with
sorry.
That one. So. All right, we're going to go to, I think, our last break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is a lovely day, Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's about 55 degrees this morning. It's cloudy sky, but the sun's coming out, and get on out in your yard and do some work this morning early. Farmers market's open. If you've never been in a farmers market, it's located at Fountain Park in Rock Hill. If you don't know where that is, where have you been? I don't know. It's a giant fountain.
Drive towards downtown until you see a fountain.
That's Main Street, right?
Yes, that is Main Street. One side. Black Street on one side.
Black and white on the other. So, yeah, so come on out there. There's lots of good vendors and should be a good day for produce. Probably getting better as the weeks go on. Mm-hmm. Everything's coming in, so good deal. Carolina Fresh is closed today. We're taking a little break after the 100 days of blessings that we've had since the middle of February. Keep your prayers for Steve. If you missed the beginning of the show, he had a fall this week at his house, and he's trying to get better. It's been hard for him last year anyway or more, but just keep him in your prayers, and we'll have him back on here as soon as we can.
Well, and his wife, she is caring for Steve.
Yeah, she is. So.
Yes.
And that's a tough thing. So, like I said, thank you for all our sponsors on here. Keep the show going. We love to do it. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9:00. And I brought my wife with me today to help assist in this endeavor.
Well, and so I could hear the show.
Yeah.
I'm usually at the farmer's market at this moment.
She doesn't put the app on her phone, so she can't do that. So WRHI app is very good. You can play the stuff anytime. You can listen to sports.
Well, after those kids last night, we were playing music bingo. They asked me if I had an app to find out what the songs were. I'm like, no, I have an app in my head where I hear all these songs.
Yeah, we don't need an app.
But I probably will have to get the WRHI app because it is hard to find a radio and then try and tune a radio. Apparently, I don't know how to tune a radio anymore. I've lost that skill.
You got another joke?
I got one more.
She does these at ATC during between classes here. So,
yeah, some people are being triggered right now. They're listening. What do you call it when worms take over the world? Global warming. Sorry.
Ba-boom. Okay.
Yeah, on that note.
All right. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio.